You are tuned in to the CU Insight Trendline, the credit union industry's podcast for the latest perspectives, shifts, and key content to keep you informed and ahead. I'm Greg Micklig, President and CEO at CUinsight.com, here to bring you the trends shaping our industry every other week, all in under 15 minutes. Let's track the trend. Welcome to the first CU Insight Trendline episode of 2026. We're excited to kick off the year by continuing to bring you the top trending topics, articles, and insights from leading credit unions and subject matter experts across the industry. We've got a full slate for this episode, including upcoming events, a credit union spotlight, thoughts from Wes Zahner of MeridianLink, and of course, our top three trending articles curated by CU Insight's managing editor, John Pettit. With that, here's John to get things going.
This is John Pettit, managing editor at CU Insight, and we've had some great content during this holiday season, so let's jump right in with a look at my top three trending articles on CU Insight. At number three this week is an article titled, What's Ahead for Credit Unions in 2026 by SRM's Mark Sievright. Credit unions are facing structural change, not incremental change. Consolidation, higher member expectations, new competitors, rapid advances in AI and data, and payments as the front line of experience are redefining success. The winners will be credit unions that use scale and technology intentionally to deliver more personal, more human value, while staying true to their mission. Number two this week is Home Equity in 2026, Four Predictions Every Credit Union Should Prepare For, by Covance's Omar Jordan. Home equity lending is becoming a strategic growth engine, not just a volume play. Demand is strong, borrower expectations are rising, and fintechs are moving fast. The credit unions that win will pair trusted relationships with speed, efficiency, and modern technology to deliver a better equity experience in 2026 and beyond. Stay tuned later in the podcast for my number one article.
Two great articles to start the year. I can't wait to hear what's number one. And now, on to Linda LaFortune for some updates on some upcoming credit union industry events.
2026 is off to a great start for impactful events. First up, on January 28th at 1 p.m. Eastern, Humanity is offering a free webinar titled People First, Always: Succession Planning the Credit Union Way. And a new year brings us a new and exciting series of our CU Insight MiniCon events. The first event for this year is on February 11th and is all about leading through building connection, community, and social strength. And registration is still open for the CUE Symposium on February 1st through 5th in Hawaii. For details on these and so many other great industry events, be sure to visit cuinsight.com/featured-events.
The CU Insight Trendline is brought to you with support from the following CU Insight collaborators. Plenty of design-build companies can build nice branches. That's not what drives long-term growth. When you partner with Level 5, you get a 10-year network growth strategy built on actionable insights from real data in your target markets. We'll help you right-size your investment to the opportunity in each market, ensuring the predictable long-term growth you're looking for. Learn more at level5.com to launch your next phase of growth. DCUC, the trusted resource for credit unions on all military and veteran matters. Whether working on strategic or operational issues, or addressing regulatory and legislative matters, DCUC's close and constant liaison with the DOD, Capitol Hill, and the NCUA has ensured members of the United States Armed Forces, our nation's veterans, and their families are provided financial services in the finest traditions of the credit union philosophy.
In our latest CU Spotlight, we featured LFI Federal Credit Union in the launch of LFI Kind, a new charitable arm created to support local nonprofits and initiatives that strengthen economic opportunity and financial equity for women, especially those in underserved communities. To celebrate the launch, LFI Kind introduced its local nonprofit giveaway, awarding grants to 5 local nonprofits across Connecticut. Each organization was nominated by an LFI FCU member, ensuring community voices and real needs remain at the heart of the initiative. The launch of LFI Kind in its first local nonprofit giveaway marks an important milestone in LFI Federal Credit Union's ongoing commitment to community empowerment, proving that when mission guides action, even small moments of generosity can create lasting impact. CU Spotlight features credit unions that are making significant impacts in their communities. If your credit union has an inspiring story to share, be sure to reach out to content@cuinsight.com.
That was Alyssa Horwitz, CU Insight's Director of Community and Client Experience, with the Credit Union Spotlight. Thank you, Alyssa. A few weeks ago, I connected with one of our CU Insight collaborators, Meridian Link, to gather some perspective from Wes Zahner, Vice President of Product. Wes shared his thoughts on what he saw across the industry in 2025 and what's top of mind as we move into 2026. I'm pleased to share those insights with you here.
Looking back at 2025, the biggest storyline for credit unions is the continued ramping up of competition for their community share of wallet. Fintech banks surged in growth, outpacing the growth of the credit union industry in member acquisition through their effective use of simple products and high-tech digital onboarding solutions. That pressure is real, and it's reshaping strategy, including leading some credit unions towards mergers and acquisitions, signaling that size and digital capability matter more than ever. Looking ahead to 2026, the trend to watch is digital acquisition done securely. Fraud at account opening is exploding, fueled by AI and deepfakes. It's no longer enough to check a box on KYC. Credit unions need layered, adaptive defenses that combine document checks, biometric liveness, and device intelligence without killing conversion. Credit unions must enter the year with a clear playbook around how they will digitally acquire new members and expand existing relationships. Beyond smart fraud prevention, key aspects of this program should include data-driven personalization of offers, frictionless onboarding experiences, and back-office automation to instantly respond to member interest without the need for additional staff. The winners will engineer sub-3-minute digital account openings. And where gaps persist, smart fintech partnerships can compress time to capability. Bottom line, growth will come from trust and efficiency, because in this market, you can't have one without the other.
Excellent insights from Wes. For more from Meridian Link, be sure to visit meridianlink.com. And to go another level deeper with a lot more content from all of our collaborators, make sure you go to cuinsight.com and in the upper navigation, click on Collaborators. There, you will find additional content from Meridian Link and all of our collaborators. Now, back to John Pettit for our number one trending article.
Welcome back. My number one article trending on CU Insight is Coffee, Commodities, and the Hidden Cost of Waiting for Clarity by Deland Cuso's Randy Ralston. Bitcoin is shifting from speculation to infrastructure, much like traditional commodities. As regulated markets mature, volatility is absorbed by the system, not consumers. Credit unions don't need to speculate, but they do need to provide access. The real risk now is waiting too long to act. I recently asked Randy, 5 years from now, what does Bitcoin look like from a credit union member's perspective?
So I think within the next 3 to 5 years, we are going to see a substantive shift into any version of asset that a member feels can't be inflated away or debased by a bureaucrat who is you know, in Washington, D.C. or wherever. I think, you know, the very short answer to the question is these are all just going to look like regular savings and checking accounts. They're going to be able to be spent the same way. There will be rails in place where all of these can be used across the same networks seamlessly. And I think it's going to save a lot of people a lot of money and create opportunities for new wealth.
Thanks a lot, Randy. Well, that's all for my top three trending articles on CU Insight. Back to you, Greg.
And there you have it, the first CU Insight Trendline episode of 2026. We're off and running. I'm Greg Micklick, President and CEO at CUinsight.com. Please like and share with your friends and colleagues across the industry if you found this valuable. The team and I will be back next time with more updates to keep you ahead of the curve. Until then, keep tracking the trend.